This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deputies arrested a woman after a shooting that was between Tabor City and Poway Saturday. Deputies called for SWAT after someone reportedly pointed a firearm out of the window of a van where a man was wounded inside. Two other people were detained while Tara Little McPherson was taken into custody on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, assault on an officer, and more. Look for this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Charges are still pending in Friday's standoff at the Murphy gas station in Wyville. The driver of a pickup truck left a trail of debris all throughout South Wyville that ended at the store. The truck struck several vehicles before smashing into gas pumps around 6 p.m. The driver reportedly barricaded himself inside for a short time with a knife. Deputies used two tasers on him, but he still kept on going. They finally managed to get him into custody. The driver was hospitalized for evaluation. Damages were in excess of $30,000. Chief Douglas Ipock said the man likely faces multiple charges. Wyville police were assisted by Columbus and Bladen deputies and the Chaffetz police. Four people are facing multiple drug trafficking charges after an investigation by the sheriff's office. Jonathan Cumby, Linda Nicole Gore, Skylar Long, and Teresa Marie Hersey are in jail under secured bonds for trafficking in opiate, sale of marijuana, and possession of stolen property. We've reached out to the sheriff's office for more in this case. Despite the rainy skies and clouds that we've been enjoying today, and they're going to continue for a few more days, wildfire activity is picking up statewide. The Forest Service said there were 236 wildfires during October, 282 during November, and thus far in December, almost 200. Fire danger is very high right now. Officials are asking everyone to forego outdoor burning until there is some substantial rain. The warming station at Facts Alive Church in Wyville is once again open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. through tomorrow morning. Now, the address for the shelter is 501 North Madison Street. The church is located on Lee Street, but they are asking that you enter from the Madison Street side. Organizers are asking for volunteers to help distribute flyers to homeless people who might be in need of shelter. Call 910-918-4531. Now, despite Saturday's frigid temperatures, the Wyville Christmas extravaganza was one of the largest ever. The parade was followed by Santa's arrival at Vineland Station, music, food trucks, and much more. Trinity Baptist Church and Chaffetz Baptist Churches are joining forces for the Cantata Silent Night, Holy Night. The program will be Sunday at 6 p.m. at Trinity Baptist, that's located at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville, and Monday at 7 p.m. at Chaffetz Baptist Church at 504 North Howard Street. Everyone is welcome. There's two big Christmas events this Saturday in Wyville. Gerganus Farm Store is hosting a flock swap and a livestock sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. All kinds of critters out there, from chickens, ducks, geese, guineas. We understand there might be a few goats, possibly even some coonie pigs available for sale. Drop by and enjoy the bargain. The Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas from the Heart sale is Saturday as well. There will be a lot of one-of-a-kind gifts from local artisans. The market will also host a tack swap. So this, if you have spare saddles, horse gear, or other accessories lying around, bring them to this free swap and sale. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.